Bases loaded, two outs here in the top half of the fifth, and the new pitcher for the Oaks is Spencer Vincent, the big right-handed junior on the season. 1-2 with a 6.12 ERA, 20 strikeouts, 10 walks, and he will face the ninth-place hitter, Travis Vandermolen. First pitch to Vandermolen. Misses inside, hard fastball there from Vincent, 1-0 the count.
Spencer Vincent is a guy who the Oaks have brought into a lot of high leverage situations this year and been trusted in late game situations. This is the 18th time he's thrown this year, but an interesting decision to bring him in against Vandermolen. Lefties are hitting 8-for-15 against him this year.
The 1-0 from Vincent, misses inside once again, 2-0 the count. Vincent has pitched against the Warriors, picked up the loss in the 7-8 loss of Game 1 in that series, pitched 3 innings, allowed 2 earned runs on 6 hits, struck out 3, walked 1. Vincent agrees with the sign with his catcher, Nebe, kicks and fires.
Oh my.
And he will hit Vandermolen. I believe that caught the back of his helmet.
Yeah, that was right in the neck area.
Always a scary situation. He'll take the walk down to first base rather slowly. Now comes Rob Delnocchi, Oaks athletic trainer, to make sure Vandermolen's okay. It'll score another run. He'll pick up the RBI there. That run is charged to Justin Bruce. It'll make it 6-3 Warriors.
And three hit batsmen in the game to go along with four Justin Bruce walks. I mean, again, we're only in the fifth inning. And you just got to be able to throw strikes. I know there's a difference between throwing quality strikes and just throwing strikes down the middle of the plate, but there comes a time when you do just got to throw strikes. And, you know, the Oaks have not had enough consistent pitchers to be able to do that out of the bullpen. We've seen Spencer Vincent do it on occasions this year where he's been able to throw strikes early, but not able to do so here, missing the zone badly the first two times and then plunking Vandermolen, unfortunately, right in the back of the helmet, or maybe even just getting the neck and missing the helmet. But regardless, a scary moment there, but glad to see that he's at least got his bearing straight and he's over there at first base.
That'll bring up Taylor Garcia as athletic trainer Rob Delnocchi retreats back to the dugout. It looks like Vandermolen will be okay. Stay in the game. Bases still full of Warriors. Garcia, last time he came up, skied one to shallow left center field, play that Thompson had to range all the way from deep left in to make and just missed it diving for the ball. Two away here, bases loaded. First pitch to him in there for a strike, a fastball there from Spencer Vincent. Today, Garcia, double hit by pitch, scored a run, also popped out a run on a mountain in RBI. The 0-1, checking over at the runner on third, Hedin, is Vincent. He'll step off the rubber, no pitch. We'll do it again at 0-1. Vincent hides the baseball. After shaking off one sign, he and Nebe agree with the call. The 0-1, curveball, 71 miles an hour, misses the outside black.
That was a good pitch by Vincent. Overhand curveball just dropped a bit off the outside edge of the plate. Another tough location there to miss, but it's a good spot to miss anyways because keeping the hitter off balance and you're keeping it still down enough in the zone, it's not a hanger.
The 1-1. Fastball. Misses low. 85 miles an hour there. 2-1 the count. Wasn't sure where that pitch missed. Looked like it crossed the bottom part of the zone. Umpire said otherwise, though. He does have the better angle than us. 2-1, the count will go to. The 2-1 is fouled off. Another fastball there from Vincent, this time on the outside black. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Base is still full of Warriors. The leadoff hitter, Taylor Garcia, at the plate. Outfield plays him shaded to pull in center. Infield straight away. Wind picks up a little bit here at Cartan Field. The 2-2 from Vincent. It's sent into shallow right field. Back goes Cole. In comes Adgar. Adgar with a slide. He will hold on to the ball. That saves at least two runs from coming in, but two will come in, both charged to Justin Bruce. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Warriors lead the Oaks 6-3. You're watching Oaks Baseball here on the Menlo College Sports Network.